leading up to the Great Sporting Events 2026.
Welcome to listening to the New English Language Radio News Bulletin dedicated to the major sporting events of 2026, brought to you by Radio Club 103 Dolomiti and Radio Pew, the Agordino radio station.
It was a great day for Italy at the Paralympic Winter Games Milano Cortina 2026. In Cortina d'Ampezzo, Italy won 3 gold medals and 1 silver. The most exciting moment was the victory of René De Silvestro in the sitting giant slalom, the first Paralympic gold medal of his career after the medals he won at the Beijing 2022 Winter Paralympics. Gold medals also went to Jacopo Lucchini and Emmanuel Perrothona in snowboard banked slalom. Silver medal for Giacomo Bertagnoli with his guide Andrea Ravelli in the visually impaired giant slalom. After winning the sitting giant slalom at the Milano Cortina 2026 Winter Paralympic Games, many congratulations arrived for René De Silvestro. The Italian athlete was applauded by the crowd in Cortina d'Ampezzo and celebrated by the Italian Paralympic Committee, which praised his great performance. Teammates, coaches and fans also celebrated his victory, one of the most exciting moments of the day for the Italian team. The Milano Cortina 2026 Olympic and Paralympic Winter Games are not only a major international sporting event, but also an educational and cultural project for local communities. The educational and cultural programs were presented during a media briefing in Cortina d'Ampezzo. Among them is Gen 26, an initiative that uses sport as an educational tool and has involved about 2 million young people, 150,000 teachers, more than 1,500 schools and youth groups, and over 100 organizations and universities with educational activities linked to the games.
Weather forecast for the Dolomites area.
General forecast. The ridge bringing today's stable conditions retreats westward as a trough approaches France, causing a significant deterioration on Saturday, with southerly moist airflow bringing widespread rainfall across our region. On Sunday, the depression stretches considerably, with its southern portion breaking off into a cut-off low that will briefly stall over the Maghreb coast before drifting toward the Ionian Sea. The main trough axis brushes the Alps from the north, ahead of another depression tracking north of the Alpine chain between Monday and Tuesday, with limited effects on the Venetian mountains. By the end of the period, northerly winds will bring in slightly fresher air.
Milan Cortina represents not only Italy's return to the international winter scene, but also a demonstration of how our country continues to play a leading role in celebrating and promoting the noblest values of global sport.
Towards the major events of 2026.